You're listening to Reiki Radio, a weekly show covering a range of topics to help improve mind, body, and soul, and ways to transform energies within various aspects of your life. With love, we welcome you and enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday, and welcome to Reiki Radio. If this is your first time tuning in, my name is Yolanda, and I'm a Reiki teacher in San Diego. And Reiki Radio airs every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you miss any of the episodes, you can always go back and listen in the archives, which you can find at blogtalkradio.com/Reiki Radio, or you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, which is listed under Reiki Radio. And before we get started today, I do want to remind you that you can join the conversation. You can call 323-679-0953. If you want to share or talk or share your experience, you just press the number 1. That way that I know that you want to speak. For those of you listening online, if you want to join the conversation online, you just log in and join the online chat room. So I do want to remind you as well that for those of you who listen regularly, you know that I normally host Monday night soul sessions here on Reiki Radio, but I'm not going to do the soul sessions this month. They may resume later on this summer, but I needed to reorganize my schedule and make room and time for some other projects. And I'm really excited to share all of that with you in the near future. But if you would like to stay in touch with me, if you have any questions or feedback, you can always email me. And you can stay in touch even by subscribing to my monthly newsletter. You can go to my website, which is yewchi.com. That's yewchi.com, and sign up for my newsletter there. And if you are a light worker or an energy healer, you want to also sign up for the Light Worker Lane newsletter. So I guess we'll get started with today's show. Just kind of wondering how everyone is feeling out there today. You know, I really love this time of year. I love summer. I love being out in the sun. And my whole mood shifts when the summer months begin. And, I mean, I do live in San Diego, and it's actually nice weather year-round. But there's just something about summer. Like, it just feels good, and it's an exciting time. But anyway, today, going with all of that feel-good energy, I thought we would celebrate you today. We have a lot of interesting shows this month. Today is all about you and celebrating you. And then next week, we're going to talk about readings. I have clients that come to me for various types of readings, so I thought we could have a show all about readings, the different types, and what you can expect from readings. We're also going to talk about creating a spiritual practice for yourself later this month. And then we're going to wrap the month up by exploring whatever sign you are, your astrological sign, and what the lessons are within your sign. So anyway, as I said, we're going to celebrate you. And as many of you know, I do teach Reiki, and I do conduct one-on-one sessions for clients, and I provide Reiki and readings, like I said. And what I noticed is that a lot of times we question our ability or our worth because we're comparing ourselves to other people. So, for example, if you are trying to learn something new, but you know someone who's already really good at what it is that you're studying, and then maybe you feel bad because of where you are, because maybe you're not on the same level as that person. Or I also hear commonly that people may be struggling in their relationship, but they know someone else who may be really happy in their relationship, or things seem to be going well. And then they beat themselves up because they are comparing. And, you know, we have this idea that someone else is getting it right and we're having a hard time. Well, first of all, with that, what I want to point out is that what you perceive as someone else getting it right or doing well may not always be the case. And there really is a lack of transparency in our culture in general and a tendency to, you know, want to make sure things look good from the outside, regardless of what the truth is. And it's important to keep that in mind and to really be aware of that, because if you're looking outside of yourself at someone else and wishing that you had what they have, you could be wishing for way more than meets the eye. You may be wishing for what it looks like they have, and then, in fact, you would end up with something completely different. Another thing with this is, if you are focusing on what you don't know how to do, or if you're doubting your ability or comparing yourself to other people, you really are missing out on the beauty of who you are and what you can do. You know, I say this all the time on Reiki Radio, but it's true. We all have gifts. We all have talents. And a lot of times we can lose sight of that because we have this quest for what we perceive as perfection, right? And the truth of the matter is that this life is not about perfection. It's about learning and growing. And it's about having an appreciation for life itself. And the best part is that you get to choose how to develop yourself and how to live the life that you're living. You know, if you even just look around you, there's variation in everything, right? There's variation within people and animals and plants. All of nature has variation. And then even with what we create, there are different styles of homes and cars and activities. And it's because we're limitless and we're unique. We have limitless imagination. We are all creators and we all have the ability to express ourselves in multiple ways. So I want you to keep that in mind as we journey through this conversation today, but I want you to just really focus on the uniqueness and the beauty of you today without comparison. Now, for the most part, we've been talking a lot of we. I've been saying we a lot, but I really do want to focus on you. So today, I want you to release whatever it is that you may be doubting about yourself. And I want you to let go of any comparison to another person, any self-criticism or feeling sorry for yourself. Just go ahead and let all of that go, just for now, okay? Now, I want you to think about something that has been one of the most rewarding aspects of your life. What's one thing that you are good at? You know you're good at it. Something that you're proud of. One thing, and it could be from any point of life. Then I want you to think of one thing that makes you smile or makes you laugh. What do you enjoy? And this is without criticism, without judgment. Doesn't matter what it is. What makes you smile or laugh? And then I want you to think about something that you're described as that makes you feel proud, like something that other people say about you that makes you feel proud or makes you feel good. For an example, are you known as dependable or loyal or friendly? loving, or funny? What is it that others see in you that makes you feel good inside? And then finally, I want you to think about what you know makes you unique. Even if it's something that you don't share with other people, what is it about you that you know makes you unique? It could be the way you process thought. It could be the way you view things. It could be that you see humor in all things. What is it about you that makes you unique? Now, I want you to keep those elements of you in mind today. And again, it's in celebration of yourself, celebration of who you are, all of the good of who you are, everything that makes you feel proud, all of the things that it's not necessarily because of what you've acquired in life or things you have, just you as a person. And with that in mind, I really want you to acknowledge your being. You know, let's celebrate the fact that you are here. Right now, you exist and you're capable of creating and living a life that brings you joy. You're capable of that. Now, in all of this, a lot of times we tend to overlook our body, right, and this vehicle that we're in. But I want you to take a moment to acknowledge your body, because your body houses your existence. You're able to live this life because of your existence in your body. So if you're not driving, and this will only take a minute, I want you to get in a comfortable position and close your eyes. And then I want you to take a few deep breaths. Really bring your awareness to where you are in the now. And as you exhale, I want you to allow any tension to release from your body. So you're going to let your shoulders fall. Take a nice deep breath in. Exhale and let your body just kind of collapse. Relax into the space that you're in. And then I want you to see if you can feel your breath traveling through you. Where do you feel it moving through your body? And let it cleanse your entire being. And again, you just want to relax. Now, I want you to bring your awareness all the way down to your feet. I want you to give thanks to your feet for supporting you. You know, they hold you up all day. You may work where you're constantly on your feet. They're doing work for you. So acknowledge your feet. Wiggle your toes and give thanks for balance. Now bring your awareness up to your ankles and acknowledge them. Give thanks to your ankles. Have you ever given thanks to your ankles? Just breathe some love into that space. And then go ahead and bring your awareness as you breathe up through your legs. Acknowledge your legs. And breathe into your knees, even if they're sore, no matter what condition. Give thanks to them. They're yours, and they've supported your physicality for a long time. So just acknowledge your knees. You can touch them. Give thanks. Bring your awareness up to your thighs. Maybe give them a little rub. And then I want you to breathe up into your hips. Acknowledge your hips and send some love into that space. You know, in doing energy work, I found that we hold a lot of tension in our hips. So you want to give thanks to them. If they're a little sore, send a little extra love into that space. Now breathe up into your lower back. How does that feel? You want to acknowledge the space. And even while you're here, check your posture. How is your spine supporting you? Give thanks. Acknowledge that part of your being. And then you just want to breathe in through various parts of your body. Check in with your kidneys. Acknowledge your stomach and your liver. Breathe in some gratitude into your heart, your lungs, your shoulders. Again, while you're in your shoulders, as you exhale, let any tension fall, let it melt away. Just let your shoulders relax. Acknowledge your arms and your hands. Send some gratitude to your elbows, your neck. Acknowledge your ears and your jaw. You also hold a lot of tension there in your jawbone. So just send some gratitude to that space and try to relax. Notice if you're clenching your teeth. Allow your jaw to relax. Then let your lips and your teeth and your tongue send some light to all of these parts of you. Acknowledge your throat. Take a nice deep inhale in through your nose. Acknowledge that space. Give thanks for your eyes. And then I want you to bring your awareness to your forehead. Raise your eyebrows. Give thanks to your forehead just for being in that space, for allowing you to show expression, right? And then finally, I want you to acknowledge even the back of your head. Bring your awareness there. What does it feel like? And down the back of your neck and again into those shoulders. Now, if there is a part of your body that you may be frustrated with, send some love to that area. Send in some energy of forgiveness and gratitude. Let any anger or frustration completely dissolve on your breath, and then fill that space with love and light. Now just breathe and acknowledge how magical you are, how you are functioning, how you are existing, the air you breathe, the blood traveling through your veins. You are an amazing being. So I want you to take one more deep, conscious breath and then gently open your eyes when you're ready. And I want you to consider how often you acknowledge your body. Even if you are dealing with ailments, you are so fortunate for the parts of you that are functioning well. And a lot of times, some parts of us may be frustrated with, and it could be because we weren't taking very good care of ourselves. So that's why I was saying to send some energy of forgiveness to those parts of our body. You want to celebrate and acknowledge your existence every day. So that's one part of celebrating you, but we also want to celebrate your thoughts and your feelings and your creation. This is all just to have you really take a moment to be aware of how amazing you are, because we get so caught up in our day and our life that we don't take the time to acknowledge just how amazing we are. So I want you to think about if you've ever loved someone, anyone, how fortunate you are for having the experience of exchanging love and sharing your love with another person. And regardless of the outcome, it's one of the most beautiful aspects of you. You are love. And you are able to love. And you're able to be loved. And your expression of love has made a difference in someone's life. Just you caring for another person, another being, it's made a difference to them. You did that. And then what about your creations? If you're a parent, what an amazing creation, right? That's life. You brought life into this world. And if you are an artist, your talents have made an impression on the world. Even if your work was only shared with one person, you made a difference. Any type of exchange, anything that you share, you make a difference in someone's day and someone's life. Your acts of kindness, just being a friend, sharing with another being in any way, lovingly, you have made a difference. And then, of course, your thoughts. You know, sometimes we pray for other people or we may hold someone in mind and just hope that they're well. What I want you to really connect with and realize is that every aspect of you, down to your thoughts, it matters. You are the reason someone made it through a difficult time. You may have been a shoulder for someone to cry on. You've been the reason behind someone's smile, right? Just you. So celebrate that. Today is all about acknowledging what you do well, no matter what it is. It matters. Now, like I said before, in the hustle and bustle of life and in the web of routine, you may overlook all that you do have and all that you're capable of, all that you are. And today is all about acknowledgement of that. So as you journey through the rest of the day, you really want to just take those moments to acknowledge yourself and give thanks for every aspect of who you are. And if you're struggling with anything today, acknowledge your efforts and allow yourself room for growth. Think about what you're doing right, what's good in your life. You don't want to allow yourself to become undone in the chaos of what you believe is wrong. You have options. And as I always say, your perspective influences how you feel and how you deal with whatever you may be faced with. If you want to change and if you're focused on your growth, don't hold yourself back. When you fall into that comparison and self-doubt and criticism, it's only like allowing yourself to fight with the very best parts of you. You're fighting with yourself. You're fighting against everything that is amazing about you. Stop and allow yourself to really see you today. Everything that makes you beautiful, everything that makes you unique. And you know, you can even make a celebration of yourself fun. It could be something that you make more of a production out of, right? So, I mean, even if it's something like just putting on your favorite song today and just singing and dancing and creating space for you to enjoy yourself. Or you can go, you know, a little deeper and get a cake. Go out and buy a cake and share it with your friends And when they ask you what's the occasion, let them know that today you're celebrating you. You're celebrating life, that you're breathing, that you're smiling, that something in life has brought you joy. And, you know, you could go out, get yourself a gift, take yourself out on a date. Be as kind to yourself as you would be to someone you love. And simply because you love you, right? And you deserve it. So as you are going through the day today, and we do have the thoughts that creep in, we have a lot going on in our lives. You may have moments where you're frustrated or, you know, dealing with whatever it is you may be dealing with. Process that. That's fine. But don't allow yourself to be stuck in that. Take a breath and go back. Do what we did a little earlier. Acknowledge your body from your toes all the way up to your head. Move yourself into a space of gratitude. Remember all that you do have. Remember everything that you do that matters. Acknowledge how you share yourself with others, how loving you are, and how much you are loved. Celebrate you. So that's all I wanted to share with you today. And I want to remind you to be sure and join me next week, same time, Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And like I said, next week we are going to explore the various types of readings. So we'll talk about card readings and intuitive readings and Akashic Record readings. So it should be a lot of fun. And as always, you can call in and join the conversation during that show as well. And don't forget, if you haven't already, you can hop over to my website, which is yewchi.com. That's yewchi.com. Sign up for the newsletter there. When you sign up for my newsletter, you get access to a free manifesting workbook that helps you learn how to manifest more consciously. And again, if you are a light worker or energy healer or empath, sign up for the Lightworker Lane newsletter, and that way you can be a part of that community. And we have monthly gatherings where we have webinars and we talk about different aspects of being energy healers. So I hope to hear from you. Shoot me an email. I'll talk to you soon. Have a beautiful day. Acknowledge how amazing you are without comparison. There is no comparison to you. And remember to always journey in love.
Thank you for listening to Reiki Radio. Be sure to follow us at blogtalkradio.com/Reiki Radio to receive show updates and reminders. Or subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, which is listed under Reiki Radio. This will allow you to listen to live shows or shows that have been archived. The podcast also provides the convenience of listening to Reiki Radio on the go. If you have any questions, comments, feedback, or ideas for future shows, contact Yolanda at yewchi.com, yewchi.com. Be sure to join us next week and have a beautiful day.